All right, so today we're going deep on Tor.
Tor.
Yeah, and most folks, they hear Tor and they think,
Dark web.
yeah, exactly, the dark web, all the scary stuff you hear about online, right?
Yeah.
But this deep dive is going to be a little bit different. And this new series, by the way, is brought to you by Julio Moraes.
Oh, very cool.
He's a communications expert. He's been doing this stuff for over 20 years. Digital marketing, mixed realities, all sorts of cutting-edge comm tech.
I've heard of him. Yeah.
And he gave the book we're looking at today 5 out of 5 stars.
Wow.
Yeah. Ben Collier's Tor, From the Dark Web to the Future of Privacy, published by MIT Press.
Excellent book.
So I think we're really in for a treat with this one. And, we talk about privacy a lot on this show,
Yeah.
and Tor is something that keeps coming up.
Definitely.
So I'm really excited to really dig deep into this.
Okay.
I think this will be a really interesting conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
First of all,
Okay.
when you hear Tor, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I think a lot of people, when they hear Tor, they immediately think about the dark web, like illegal activities,
Yeah, right, the ground.
hidden websites, that kind of thing.
It's almost like this shady, mysterious underbelly of the internet.
Right, exactly. But this book does a really great job of showing how Tor is so much more than that.
Right.
It's about privacy, it's about communication, it's used by journalists, activists, people living under repressive regimes.
Yeah, and that was something that really surprised me when I started reading this book, too,
Yeah.
was just how diverse the user base of Tor really is. You
Absolutely.
know, it's not just people trying to buy illegal things or hide their activities.
Right, exactly. There are so many legitimate reasons to use Tor. Like, imagine you're a journalist working in a country where freedom of the press is restricted. Tor can help you communicate with your sources safely.
Yeah, without being tracked or censored.
Exactly.
And I think that's something that we often forget, is that there are a lot of people around the world who don't have the same freedoms that we do.
Right, for sure.
And for them, Tor can be a lifeline.
Absolutely.
So it's
Yeah.
not just about, hiding from the government in a Western country.
Yeah, it's about basic human rights.
It's about protecting yourself and your sources
Yeah.
and being able to do your job.
Yeah. And that's something that Collier really emphasizes in the book.
Right. Another thing that surprised me was the origins of Tor.
Oh, yeah, that was fascinating.
It actually came from the U.S. military.
That's right. You wouldn't think that something designed for privacy would come from the government, right?
Right. I mean, it seems like the opposite of what you would expect.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. But it makes sense when you think about it.
How so?
Well, the military needs to be able to communicate securely, right? They don't want their enemies intercepting their messages.
Yeah, of course.
So they develop Tor as a way to protect their communications.
Makes sense.
But then what's really interesting is that they released the code publicly.
So they essentially gave this privacy tool to the world.
Yeah, which is pretty amazing when you think about it.
And that's when it really started to evolve into something much bigger than just a military tool.
Right. It became this global platform for privacy and freedom of speech.
And it's used by all sorts of people for all sorts of reasons.
Exactly.
So we have this tool with these fascinating origins, and it's used by all these different people. But one thing that the book really delves into is that there are all these different perspectives within the Tor community.
Oh, yeah,
Like
definitely.
Collier talks about these different privacy worlds. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so he talks about how there are the engineers who are building the technology, right? They're the ones writing the code and making sure that it works.
Yeah, like the tech wizards.
Yeah, exactly. And then there are the maintainers, the people who are keeping the network running, making sure that the servers are up and everything's working smoothly.
So they're the ones keeping the lights on, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. And then there are the activists, the people who are actually using Tor on the ground, the people who are relying on it for their safety and security.
So you have these three different groups, all with different perspectives on what Tor is and how it should be used.
Right, and those perspectives sometimes clash.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you've got the engineers who might be focused on making Tor faster, more efficient,
Yeah.
but then the activists might be more concerned about security, even if it means slower connections.
Exactly. Because for them, their lives could depend on it. So it's a really delicate balance.
And I imagine that creates a lot of tension within the community.
Oh, definitely. And the book goes into some specific examples of that. Like, there was a big debate a few years ago about whether to prioritize speed or security,
Yeah.
and it really divided the community.
And these debates are still ongoing, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tor is constantly evolving, and the community is always grappling with these tough questions.
So it's not just a static thing.
Huh.
It's a dynamic, evolving system.
Right.
So for our listener who might be thinking, okay, this is all interesting, but what does it have to do with me?
Yeah.
What would you say?
I think even if you don't use Tor yourself, it's important to understand how it works and the impact it has on the internet.
Right.
Because it's about more than just Tor. It's about the future of privacy online.
Yeah, like how much control do we have over our own data?
Exactly.
And who has access to it?
Right. And technologies like Tor are pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Challenging the status quo.
Yeah. And I think it's important for everyone to be aware of that, even if you don't consider yourself a techie person.
Absolutely. So, you know, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
This book was a little bit dense in places.
Yeah, it's definitely an academic book.
It's not exactly a light beach read.
No, but it's worth it.
But it's packed with so much information and insight.
Yeah, and it really makes you think about these issues in a new way.
Right, and I think that's the most important thing.
Absolutely.
So to wrap things up for our listener.
Okay.
What are some of the key takeaways that we want them to remember about Tor?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to remember that Tor is much more than just the dark web.
Right.
It's a tool for privacy. It's a platform for free speech. It's used by all sorts of people for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah, journalists, activists, everyday people.
Exactly.
And it has this really fascinating history coming from the U.S. military and then evolving into this global phenomenon.
Yeah, and it's constantly evolving.
Right. There's this constant push and pull between the different perspectives within the community.
Yeah, the engineers, the maintainers, the activists.
They're all trying to figure out how to make Tor better, how to make it more secure, how to make it more accessible.
Right. And it's a really complex challenge.
Absolutely.
And I think the book does a great job of highlighting those challenges.
Yeah, it really does.
And I think it leaves us with a lot to think about.
You know, as we wrap up, I think it's also worth mentioning that Ben Collier doesn't shy away from the controversies surrounding Tor.
Oh, definitely not.
He talks about how it's been used for illegal activities, and he discusses the debates about whether law enforcement should have access to Tor users' data.
Right, and he presents both sides of those arguments fairly.
He does. He doesn't tell you what to think.
That lays out the facts and lets you decide for yourself.
And I think that's really important, especially when we're talking about such a complex and controversial issue.
Absolutely.
So if you're interested in learning more about Tor and the future of privacy online,
definitely check out this book.
It's called Tor, From the Dark Web to the Future of Privacy by Ben Collier.
It's a really thought-provoking read.
Thanks so much for this deep dive. I think this was really illuminating.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And for our listener, if you're interested in diving deeper into this topic, definitely pick up a copy of the book.
And let us know what you think.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts. So until next time, happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.